adapt to all situations. You're either going to be playing with the wind against the wind, and you know, if you're smart enough for your play, if you do us. What we're asking the thin feeling, we throw this stuff at the lads as they come in this latter stage of the competition. And I said earlier on there, you know, the good thing with the way we go about our business, we don't play a set amount of challenge games early in the year. We want to give lads rest at that time, but we use our league to find our players and find our methods what we're doing, and then we start dishing stuff out to the lads. We go forward here to see how we can improve and how we can get results in the competition. And from last week, we're a good sit down, a good chat with fellas, you know what I mean, and it's about building them up and getting them up again at a higher level, and belief in themselves, you know. And it's then it all boils down to the players buying into what you're asking them to do, and it's just were fantastic that night.
You were fantastic, especially in that second half. As you say, it's about building them up. I mean, the group stage didn't go Tyrone's way, and it's a sort of a gradual process, and there's younger players coming in and learning as they go in these competitive games. And I mean, that second half will give them immense belief.
But again, you have young players coming there who've been playing, and fantastic young players. You must forget these are all Ireland minor winners. A lot of these lads coming in here, but you know, stepping up to the now level of football is faster, it's more furious, there's more contact, the more physicality. And you see the way these lads stepped up. You Peter Colton in there, Paddy Goodman. You know, lads that got stepped up the night there and coming and playing the minors. You Dara Devon come in there, put a serious shift on. Look, they come in and they made a couple wee mistakes themselves, but that's all part of betting yourself into the game. And you know, if a lad's willing to try something, you have to back him, and that's what the from an excellent myself, to get plenty of backing on the day.
One man that you have to single out, and you know, I suppose you don't like singling out players, but Conor O'Neill, it was just a brilliant performance from him tonight. He just took the game by the scruff of the neck in that second half.
Conor's going there 3 years with us, and Conor knows himself. After last week, he had a step up in his game, and he's disappointed with his performance last week. But I see that Conor as a culmination of the whole team performance last week. You just can't take it on your own shoulders. We must share. If we're going to take the joy to give, to share the pain to give, losing and stuff like that. But then it is how we come forward and work. And you took Enda Donnacum in the night there, worked well into the game, did a lot of breaking the ball, got a lot of high ball. Conor Devon, tough boy. So all over the board there, we had a good shift in players here who are willing to learn and want to go as far into their own careers as they can. That's all I can ask from them, you know.
And Donegal now in the semi-final, a massive task. A very talented Donegal team with a couple of exceptional senior panelists as well.
Look here, we'll embrace that as we come to us. We'll get the night done, get the recovery in place, and then we'll see how the lads are after this year, and we'll head ahead on. We'll be looking forward to this game,
As you always say, it's not about titles, it's about building players to play for their own seniors. But these guys don't want to let go of this Ulster and All-Ireland title.
Well, look here, this is they had them awards last year. This is a completely new year. This is new players, a bunch of new players with ours. So them All Ireland titles the lads have, they're in the back burner. The lads have got them. We don't talk about that. We talk about our next game, and building a bunch of lads into the next level that are going to step up to two. So Rick, it's nice to have them awards. Surely go ticked in the board the throne have, but you know, it's just in that belief. That we were getting rattled a bit there all around the Tyrone football, where it's going at and everything. So the Tyrone football is about the place than people think it is. And all I say to the people out there, you know, supporters, be patient. And I've said this before a few times, and a couple of people come back and cheeky enough about what I say, be patient. These are young lads and they're developing to get to a level, so they are. And you hear Mickey Hart talking nowadays, it's under 20 football now, it's not under 21. That year makes a serious difference, you know. And you give likes of Conor Neal and Conor Devon, them boys now a year and now 18 months. What are they not turning into as a whopper, you know? And patience, and we'll get there. We'll get back to where we need to be, so we'll have a bit of time and work with everybody.